This is GQDN for July the 12th, brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, you know me as Joe, we will talk about some games coming in August, some temperature suggestions, and a game delayed by 1 to 2 weeks. But today, we start with an update from Ubisoft. Now, I told you yesterday that Assassin's Creed Liberation is decommissioning, but Ubisoft had a bit of a reply via IGN.com, and they said, quote, "As stated in our support article, only DLCs and online features will be affected by the upcoming decommissioning. Current owners of those games will still be able to access, play, or re-download them. Our teams are working with our partners to update this information across all storefronts and are also accessing all available options for players who will be impacted when these games' online services are decommissioned on September 1st, 2022. It's always been our intention to do everything in our power to allow those legacy titles to remain available in the best possible conditions for players. And this is what we are working towards." And Norse3.etf on Twitter said also, quote, Ubisoft is making a precedent on Steam as Assassin's Creed Liberation HD will not be accessible following September 1st, 2022. Even if you already bought it, a bar new low for consumers. So he did not like the decision, but he probably is not alone. But things must happen. Such as this article from Destructoid.com, and there will be another Asterix game coming to PC and consoles this fall. The game is called Asterix and Obelix XXXL, the Ram from Hibernia, and it will be coming in fall 2022. And the game will be on PlayStation, PC, and Xbox platforms. So this does look really good, and we'll see what happens when the game launches in August. Now we stick with Destructoid as they say that Hellpoint for Xbox Series X is being pushed back by a couple weeks. Now, Cradle Games on Twitter said this, quote, "The Xbox Series version of Hellpoint was planned to be shipped on July 12th. This version of the base game will be slightly delayed due to technical specifics on the platform. Currently, we expect it to launch within 1 to 2 weeks. It was obviously a tough call for us here at Cradle Games and for our publishing partners, Tiny Build. We apologize for the delay and hope for your understanding. As always, allow us to express our unending gratitude for your support and love. We have the best community we could ever have asked for." So we'll see what happens there. Now, DualShockers said that Valorant new Samad skin bundle, Blade of Circuit knife, and there's a price leaked. Okay, so they did show some skins and they did show some gameplay up on their Twitter or up at Valor Leaks, so you can go check that out. But DualShockers did not post on the site how much these things will cost, but they did say that if you buy a bundle, you will get an extra discount. So there is that. But still, that's good for Valorant players, and now you know that some things are coming. And I tell you what, they're showing maybe some, like, the Riders, looks like, or maybe, like, maybe some blades that they're showing, or maybe they're guns, I can't really tell. Actually, they look like guns, and the designs look really cool. Sorry for the stutter, but hey, that happens. Anyway, we stick with DualShockers, and, well, if you like your Nintendo, Kirby's Dream Buffet is coming to Switch this summer. So, Kirby fans, have fun. This is going to be a very, very interesting thing because it looks like you might want to try to get Kirby pretty fat. Just saying. Because they do, it looks like they're weighing Kirby's on scales and whatnot. But hey, keeping with Nintendo, and this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, is a really good suggestion. And for any handheld game, basically just keep them out of hot spaces during the summer. Because what they're saying is, and what Nintendo is saying is on Twitter, quote, "If you use the Nintendo Switch in a hot place, the temperature of the main unit may become high." For the quote, "Please use in the place of 5 to 35 Celsius. Also, if the intake and exhaust ports are blocked, the temperature of the main unit may rise. Make the air around the intake and exhaust ports better. Keep them free. If the temperature of the main unit becomes too high, it may sleep automatically to protect the main unit. When playing in TV mode, install the Nintendo Switch dock in a location that does not retain heat." Good advice indeed. Because the summer is going to be hot. It has been hot so far. So stay cool, everybody. Stay cool. Now we go to GameIndustry.com, and they are saying that, if I get this name right, Civitatum, Medieval City Builder, will be on Steam this August. So what you're going to be able to do with this game is, and these are bullet points, shape the future of your people by managing and assigning most skilled villager for each task, research new technologies, fight off the natural elements or raiders, explore the land for new villagers to develop new trade routes, acquire new technologies, and develop diplomatic relations. Sounds good. Anyway, last thing. Yes, it's Amazon Prime Day, and GameSpot just gave us a bit of an idea called the M Classic Upscaler that's done for your Nintendo Switch. But keep in mind that there are other deals out there. Dual Shockers, controllers for Xbox, consoles, games, lots of stuff out there. And even if it's not like the physical kind, there's other stuff out there, like an Apple Watch, I think a Fitbit, which I'll have to look into, some other exercise watches. Just look at the deals. Seriously, look at the deals, and you will see what's available to you for today and tomorrow. Now, what's also available to you? For the news. For the gaming news on this feed. Yes, more games tomorrow. Because everybody on Dawnforge would like to hear from you. Yes, we do. You can go check out thegroupquest.com for the links for Audible and Patreon. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow, after Amazon Prime Day. So when you get your deals done, go play some games, people.